Don't let the Z fool you. This isn't a Puck Bunny podcast. It's Game Misconduct with Dory and CT.
Welcome to Game Misconduct. I'm CT here with Dory.
Hello.
Don't forget to follow on social media. Search for Game Miz with a Z Conduct. All right. Let's talk. It happened, and it happened while they were on a road trip. But one of my really good friends got to see it happen live, so I'm happy about that. Steven Stamkos, Mr. 500. Dory?
I don't want to be goofy about it, but, and I know we'll get into what happened on that, you know, road trip to that part of the globe. And I kind of felt like looking at the outcome of that, like, oh, come on, he could have done it. It didn't affect anything, right? He could have done it at home in front of the home crowd. That's how I feel. But I mean, he's not, you know, listen, the Steve Stamkos and those guys, they don't care about those kind of stats at all. They just want to, you know, win games. The Tom Brady's, all of them, you know, they don't care. But I do.
Well, maybe they'll be doing, I'm sure they'll commemorate it at the game on Tuesday night. The first home game back after the long road trip. So, so it was kind of special. And they were all taking photos in the locker room about it. And
I get the feeling that the teammates care more about these milestones than the actual player. We've seen it on this team specifically for quite a number of years. When one gets something, it's not that player that's super excited, freaking out. I'm sure they kind of care after the fact, but they're in game mode. But it's the teammates and how excited and happy they get for them that is just one of the things that you love about this sport in particular, and this team is, they're just so supportive of each other. And even, you know, Corey Perry, even was it last year, he did something last year, and he had only been on this team like a handful of months at the time, but he hit a milestone and it was like the Lightning players just lost it. And I was like, God, I love that.
And, you know, leave it up to Steven Stamkos to not just be Mr. 500, but he did it in a magnificent fashion, getting a hat trick that night too. So, you know, that's just Steven Stamkos for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, we won't be celebrating. I'm sure they'll celebrate 500, but I think they can keep going a little bit.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. All right. Let's look at the week that was. And they started off their road trip, and I just had my schedule go. It just disappeared on my computer. They started out the road trip on Saturday the 14th in St. Louis. They get a win 4-2. Nice. Mm-hmm. Go Monday to Seattle, 4-1 win over Seattle. Then Wednesday night in Vancouver, a win against the Canucks, who now have a new head coach, Rick Tocchet, formerly of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, interesting.
So that's the third road win in a row for that team. And then it trailed off a bit. The second night, and I even said this, I was concerned about it because it was the second of a back-to-back. Yep. And, you know, all the emotion and excitement over Steven Stamkos getting his 500th. They dropped the game to Edmonton 5-3. A day off, and then it was ugly in Calgary on Saturday night, losing 6-3.
I think the Edmonton game wasn't very shocking. You did call it, especially with the McDavid, you know,
Connor McJesus.
Yeah. So, and it's tough, and it's been a tough place to play as of late. So, okay. And just the whole circumstances surrounding that game. But man, oh man. I was super irritated Saturday. I feel like I think Calgary's a good team. I don't think they're, you know.
I'll look up the standings.
They're like, they have 22 wins and something like that. Okay,
they're in the middle of the pack in the Pacific Division.
They're decent. They're a decent hockey team. I just feel like it was just like, really? I felt like, to me, that was one of those wins they should have gotten. But you just move on, right? And we know that this team and their head coach cannot stand back-to-back losses.
No.
It eats at Coach Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, they were turning around. And it's not awful. Listen, they have 29 wins as of, you know, pretty good.
Yeah.
But you just hate to see things like that because it just felt like a bleh of a game. A bleh of a game.
Yeah. The good news is of a 5-game road trip, they took the over. They won 3 out of those 5. So I will take that all day. And as they try to break that, you know, back-to-back losing streak, back at home Tuesday night versus Minnesota, 7 p.m., and then versus Boston on Thursday, rounding out the weekend with a Gasparilla evening game, 7 p.m. versus the L.A. Kings. So they've got some work to do. And then I don't know, February is a little wonky for me, but we'll get into that in February. But, so look, they're third in the Atlantic Division. In the conference, the Lightning are 5th. So, but it'll be interesting. Thursday night will be a marquee game because Boston is 1st in the Eastern Conference, with Tampa Bay at 5th right now. They're just, Boston's scary good.
They're just rolling over people. They're steamrolling everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Surprisingly, in the Western Division, Dallas is ahead. It's Dallas, Winnipeg, Vegas, Seattle, and then Los Angeles at 5th. So 5 and 5 will be meeting on Saturday night, which is interesting. Minnesota's in 7th in the Western Division. So, you know, nice little kind of measurement here in the next few next week of where the Lightning are when it comes to other divisions or other conference and their own conference. So we shall see how that goes.
Yeah, and for sure the Thursday matchup is a big one.
Yes, it is a big one.
They're a scary team. I dislike them very much, as most people know that listen to the show.
Yes.
Not a fan. Don't like them. Don't like them. That one I'm very interested to see how the Lightning play against Minnesota. If I'm not mistaken, they actually fare well against Minnesota at home. It's just in Minnesota that they struggle. It's weird. So, you know, we'll see what happens. And then the Kings. Yeah, the Kings are kind of making a little bit of a rebound
splash
as a franchise. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a while, they were really darn good. So, you know, we'll just have to see. But I do think that this next week or so is very – because I think the Panthers come up again.
Yes, they do. It's like the first of a back-to-back. So, so February 6th, this is crazy to me. Well, it's not crazy, so it's a little less crazy. So February 6th, they play away in Florida in Sunrise, and then they play at home the next evening versus San Jose on Tuesday the 7th. And then the defending Stanley Cup champions return to Amalie Arena on Thursday, February 9th. And then they're on the road for 4 games, then 2 games at home, 2 games on the road. And then rounding out the month of February, the 28 days, they are back at home versus Florida. So it's a little bit of a wonky schedule. But where is the – when is the – oh, the All-Star break is coming up the first week of February too, which I believe the first – so those All-Stars, they may just stay in Sunrise because they go to Sunrise for like the first game back of the from the All-Star break in Florida. So
And I think they're still taking, you know, boats or whatever. So
I think no, the votes ended. The votes ended.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yes. And oh goodness, I saw it last week. Who was the other player voted in? I believe it was it Vasilevskiy? Was it Vasilevskiy?
I think it was Vasilevskiy. I honestly like thought it was still open because it was just a little like blip I got, and I'm not, you know, one of those big all-star Pro Bowl, any of those type people. I don't really see the point in it. So it's kind of like, I vote, of course, but I don't really, you know, follow up too much on it.
Yeah.
I mean, Kucherov was like named.
Yes.
Which it's hard to argue him ever not being named to one of those things. But, you know, you there's a bunch of good players on this team. Braden Point's having a tremendous year, as I think we all expected, but we love seeing it. And Vasi, right? Hedman. I mean, some of these guys are just, you feel like they could be on every All-Star team.
Yeah. I know we don't really pay much attention.
I know you don't either. Just because it's just, you know, first of all, they don't do the drunk draft anymore. They lost me when they did away with that. So everyone know, and people that listen to this show for like more than this season probably know I'm a big fan of that. I thought it was hilarious. And then after that, I was like, boy, you lost me.
I know you love the drunk draft.
I thought it was so fun.
But yeah, I'm sorry. They did pin a tweet on the NHL Twitter, with the All-Star rosters being set. Let's see. I'm looking. Okay, so So Andrei Vasilevskiy was selected for the Atlantic Division, along with Austin Matthews and David Pastrnak. So yeah, they pinned that tweet on the 19th. So congratulations. So we have the two of the Russians going to the All-Star game, from the Lightning. So it should be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and I like the jerseys. I don't know about you, but I saw the All-Star jerseys and I'm like, I kind of dig these.
Okay. What do you think about the Storm?
The Storm, like the Lightning third jerseys?
Yeah.
Not really a fan.
I don't think we talked about it.
No, I remember we talked about it. Not really.
And I think I said I didn't like them.
Yeah.
And I think you said, oh, you know what we did? And you said they may grow on you.
Yeah. They have not grown on me yet.
Yeah. Kind of. I just think they're, what's the word? Goofy?
It's a lot. It's a lot going on. There's just a lot going on. So, but I know some people really love them. So,
yeah. And that's all that matters.
Yeah. So,
and I do like that they continuously think outside the box for things.
They sure
do appreciate that. They are not a boring franchise.
No, they are not. So, all right. So just a little bit of game misconduct business. We're going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus for a couple of weeks because I am moving. Big move. Moving to Philadelphia. So, yeah. We are going to take some time so I can get settled. But we will be back with more game misconduct in a couple weeks, probably, maybe a week or two after the All-Star break, but
yeah,
we'll see what we can do as soon as we can.
We are coming back though.
We are coming back. So go back and listen to some episodes that you may have missed or re-listen to some of your favorites. But we appreciate your patience while, big life change happens, and we will be back with more game misconduct. And don't worry, I'm not going to abandon the Lightning and become a Flyers fan, although I am one of those people that if you live in a city, you have to cheer for their teams.
You know what, though? You love Gritty.
Oh, my God. I feel like he's a fellow Ginger. So
you can just root for Gritty.
Yeah.
Just say you root for Gritty.
I root for Gritty. But So just don't freak out on that. Everybody's been asking me that. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a 5-star rating and a review. And we will catch you in a couple weeks on Game Misconduct.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.